This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Taco Man Audio Magazine is in your face. Straight up from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man. Welcome to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. Straight up for the next hour, I will try to inform you, entertain you, and maybe infuriate you as well. If I can do all three, maybe I've done my job. We'll have some fun tonight. You can join me in the toll-free if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7579. Of course, the big sports story of the weekend, the heavyweight championship going down at the City of Angels, Staples Center. Of course, Los Angeles, California. Tyson Fury, the undefeated lad from Ireland, taking on Deontay Wilder, the undefeated lad from Alabama. So who won? We'll talk about that after the break, of course. Johnny Signorelli will bring in our Las Vegas boxing expert to talk boxing here on the Taco Man Audio Magazine. But wait, we're not done with boxing tonight. We'll bring in Seth Meyers. We'll have some laughs with Seth. And, of course, we'll bring in Dom Stein. That's right, the star of the show, without a doubt, my guy, my MVP, Dominic Medizu, Dom Steiner, at about 40 minutes past the hour. But in between, we can sneak in a phone call or two if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Saturday nights, had a few drinks, I understand. The text line for the studio, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We'll be back with our combat sports update, the heavyweight champions of the world, live on the Taco Man Audio Magazine, only on Sports Byline.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Time to talk combat sports on the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Of course, tonight, the World Heavyweight Championship going down the City of Angels, Staples Arena, Staples Center, of course, home of the Los Angeles Lakers. But last night, or tonight, it really wasn't a fitting ending to the fight, I don't think. After 12 rounds of battle, Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, it was ruled a split decision draw, which means, folks, that one judge went one way, one judge went another way, and one judge went even. Let me tell you, like, the scores. The referee was Jack Reese. He did a pretty damn good job. Jack's my buddy. We haven't always got along, but he did a great job tonight. Congratulations, Jack. Okay, the judges. Alejandro Roquin, Robert Tapper, and Phil Edwards. Phil Edwards being from the UK, not a very good judge in my mind. He had it 113-113. I don't know what he was thinking. Robert Tapper had it 114-112 for Tyson Fury, although Tyson Fury had been down twice in the fight in the ninth and the 12th round. And Alejandro Roquin, the aforementioned Alejandro Roquin, had it 115-111 for Deontay Wilder, who landed about 16% of his fights over 16% of his punches over 12 rounds. Now you've heard my spin on it. I had it 117-111. Without further ado, Johnny Signorella, how did you see this fight?
First of all, I could agree with you on the piss poor scoring on this contest. But I want to say this first and foremost, then I'll get to the scoring. Tyson Fury getting up in the 12th round from that combination of a left hook and a straight right hand. What got that man up? He looked possessed. His eyes were hitting those lights hard. He looked like he was nailed to a cross. How in the world did Tyson Fury get up? And you know what? A fitting story to this fight. This is a man that went through, you know, emotional difficulties, substance abuse, alcoholism, all this type of stuff. To come in and fight for the World Heavyweight Championship as he did, he should have gotten a nod. But I tell you what, he is the people's champion, which is the lineal champion. As we know, the man who beat the man, the people's champion. So I got to give all the respect. I cannot allow the judges to take this away from Mr. Tyson Fury tonight. What a hell of a performance from Tyson Fury tonight.
I agree. Getting up in that last time, I was like blown away by it. I said, well, it's over. He ain't getting up. And what happened was, Johnny, I turned away from the screen just for a second, and he got dropped. When I came back, he's horizontal, and he's not moving. I mean, like, he's frozen, like somebody shot him from the grassy knoll with a gun. He ain't moving, okay? And then he got up, What stones? What intestinal fortitude? He wanted to win that fight desperately. I thought he did enough. As I said, the rounds are 117, 111 in my book. That means I only gave two rounds to Deontay Wilder. And those are the rounds in which he knocked Tyson Fury down. The first round, I scored it 10-8. The second round, I scored 10-9 for Tyson Fury because for Deontay Wilder, the second time he knocked Fury down because of the fact that Fury came back so strong in that round. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I thought the scoring was atrocious. Now, Johnny, I'm putting you back on the spot here, man. What kind of score did you have?
I didn't score the fight round by round, you know, but you have to look at the knockdowns and consider those. Yeah, I get them. You know, he's obviously going to have.
But time out. But that's only two. Time out, Johnny. That's only 2 points. If you want to give him 2 points in each of those rounds, that's only two rounds. That's 4 points, okay? Let's be honest. According to all the Paulie and all these people on TV, Deontay Wilder didn't win any rounds outside of those two.
That's it. And that's exactly where I was going to go. The only two rounds I gave him was the rounds in which he knocked Tyson Fury down. So I found it really hard to see that fight be a draw. You know, ironic that we got that verdict.
No, what about this guy? You know, I'm a certified by the Association of Boxing Commissions, so I really can't go deep throat on this judge like I'd like to, okay? Alejandro Rokin had a 115-111 for Wilder, and Wilder had been shut out. Wilder scored, I think his final stats were like he landed 15 or 16% of his punches over 12 rounds. How can you give a guy a fight landing 16% of his punches?
You can't, and it's atrocious. And what's terrible about that is that the layman tuning in, like the casual fan, here we go again with controversy. You pay the $75, you pay the whatever, you know, and now everyone's talking about the verdict of the scoring. Whereas we saw a great thing, like I opened the show up with Tyson Fury doing a remarkable thing, coming off of all these problems that he had, and in three fights contesting for the World Heavyweight Championship of the World, the WBC version, and almost winning it. He should have won it, as a matter of fact.
No, he should have won it. He should have won it. Listen, if the WBC has any, the world of bunko and chicanery, as I call them, if they have any resemblance of clarity, they will order an immediate rematch. And guess what? I'm of the opinion that, although I believe everybody has a bad night, Alejandro Rokin should never, ever judge a professional fight again. As far as Mr. Phil Edwards is concerned, as far as him seeing that fight, even at 113-113, I don't know what fence that British guy was sitting on, but 113-113 was nowhere near what the score should have been. Straight up, it was a good night for boxing in that we had a heavyweight title fight that delivered entertainment. Of course, the results weren't what I thought they should have been. All in all, though, it was a five-hour fight card, man. I don't think that was worth 5 hours and $75. They could have just gave me that one fight and I'd have been happy.
100%, and that's what we were all tuned in for, you know. I mean, Showtime gave us something in Alexander Gvozdek versus Donna Stevenson. That was somewhat entertaining earlier on the free platform with YouTube and the regular Showtime networks and whatnot, where Gvozdek stopped Stevenson by way of, I think it was 11th round KO. And a pretty entertaining fight. But overall, that fight card, even on paper, when you previewed it in recent episodes and whatnot, it just didn't – there was nothing gravitating about it outside of that main event. And again, we had a really good fight. And the drama in the 12th round was like, oh, my God. I was like, Tyson Fury went down. He was doing so good. Like, if he's about to be taken out here after accomplishing all this, that would be a tragedy, in my opinion, because of all the mental things that he had to go through, the struggles. And, you know, he got up. And the next thing you know, Deontay Wilder had thought, like, he hit him like a walk-off home run. You saw Deontay Wilder after he landed that left hook in that straight right hand, right?
Yeah,
he walked away like Barry Bonds used to do back in the day, bro. But what did he do? He got up. And what did Wilder do? He didn't make an adjustment. And that's really the story of the whole entire fight for me. But at the end of the day, we got a good fight.
And in the 12th round, Fury came back towards the end of that 12th. I mean, the round in which he got knocked down, that last round, the round in which he was knocked down in, I mean, he came back and he fought really hard, and I thought that he came back and did well in that round. That's why I only scored it 10-9 for Deontay Wilder and dropping him. I thought Fury came back and scored some significant blows.
Hell yes, he did. I was very surprised about that because that knockdown occurred like rather early in the round, in the 12th round, that Wilder got on Fury.
And then
next thing you know, like, you know, I tell you what, I'm glad you brought that up because Fury, in my opinion, landed some nice telling shots throughout the fight that earned Wilder's respect. I think Wilder wasn't expecting Fury, like a lot of us wasn't expecting Fury, to actually turn on some punches. He put his nose in there, Pete. And I tell you what, the downside for Wilder in that fight, he couldn't land that right hand. And I tell you what, dude, Fury was slipping shots like a middleweight. Like, he wasn't only, like, pulling back, you know, he's a taller man, you know, keeping his range with the jab and whatnot, but he was also slipping. Like, when have you ever seen a guy that's, like, 6'9" slip right hands like that and duck and dodge?
So when have you ever saw a guy weigh at 6'7", weighing at 212 pounds?
It's a very good point as well. I guess at this point in time, we got to be a little concerned about that, because originally I thought to myself, the 212, when I looked at it, I'm like, all right, this is lowest of his career. Maybe he's matching the lowest weight of his career, whatever. But I said to myself, you know what, maybe he trained really, really, really hard. But at the end of the day, I think that weight cost him. Yeah, I think that weight cost him a little bit. The leaning, and I think, you know, Fury was great with the jab. Look at the mouse under the eye of Wilder throughout the course of that fight. I saw that. That was prominent in round three. So, all the credit in the world to Tyson Fury.
Yeah, he threw little cute punches. Tyson Fury threw cute little short punches tonight, little short right hands, little short hooks. I mean, a lot of that stuff was short, and he has these long arms. He's a big 6'9" guy throwing short punches. But all in all, I thought he deserved to win. Okay, outside of Stevenson losing the title at 175, the WBC version, anything else significant on the card that I'm going to be able to talk about in the future?
Jared Hurd went, tonight against Jason Wellborn. Interesting fact here about Jason Wellborn, who Jared Hurd knocked out in four rounds. Okay, I got to mention this. Jason Wellborn lost a fight to a guy in 2016 that was 18, let's say it slow, 96-8 with 5 KOs. His current record, this guy, that Jason Wellborn lost to, has over 125 losses. Isn't it time to get a job at like UPS or Target? What are you doing? But,
Johnny, when you're a professional opponent, you make money, you don't get hurt in fights, and you make a few bucks here and there. We'll talk about Bruce and Mouse Strauss one day. Johnny, Ring Talk Worldwide, 11 a.m. tomorrow, Pacific time, correct?
Can't wait, my brother. Yes, I'll be there, bro.
Okay. Ring Talk, 11 a.m. Sunday morning, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Coming up, Seth Meyers on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Boom.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Sports Overnight America.
President Trump is in a post-election funk as the blue wave that put Democrats in charge of the House keeps getting bigger. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. As bad as things looked for Republicans going into last week's midterms, Trump himself was apparently optimistic on election night. Vanity Fair reported that about 100 friends and allies gathered at the White House for a party to watch the midterm election results. Trump was in high spirits as the first polls closed, thinking that perhaps he defied the laws of political gravity once again. His mood was great, one Republican who spoke with Trump said, but that was before everything went bad. And you do not want to be at a party with Donald Trump when things go bad. I bet Trump's the kind of guy who would start the night at the blender, making margaritas and singing Cardi B, and at the end of the night, crying in the bathtub, eating burgers with the wrapper still on.
Why can't you vote hamburger?
Of course, early on, it seemed like Trump might have good reason to be in high spirits because the narrative about what was happening got set very early by the media, which declared unequivocally that the election was definitely not a blue wave.
When you look at what's going on here tonight, this is not a blue wave.
This is not a blue wave.
It is not a blue wave.
It's nothing like a blue wave or a tidal wave.
Right. It's not a blue wave.
So we haven't seen the blue wave.
There is not a blue wave.
That was like 2 hours in. Can you imagine if these guys had been calling the 1980 Olympics?
Do you believe in miracles? No.
The media rushed to set a narrative before most of the results were actually in, but now, in the weeks since the election, it's become clear that this was, in fact, a blue wave. In fact, just to give you an idea of how wrong the media narrative turned out to be, take South Carolina, a deep red state Trump won by 14 points. Trump intervened in the GOP primary for a South Carolina congressional seat to campaign against the sitting Republican Mark Sanford, a Trump critic. Sanford famously had an affair while he was governor, and when he disappeared, his initial excuse was that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Trump repeatedly mocked Sanford for that, but got the name wrong.
Never liked him too much. I wasn't a big fan. The Tallahassee Trail must be a beautiful place. Unfortunately, he didn't go there.
No, he didn't, because there's no such thing. Tallahassee Trail sounds like something you'd see on the price list at a Florida waxing salon. So Trump helped push Sanford out in favor of Katie Arrington, a Republican who ran as a staunch Trump ally. Now, remember, this is a seat that has been held by Republicans since the 80s. Let's see how Trump's hand-picked Republican candidate did.
The Democratic candidate Joe Cunningham defeated Republican Katie Arrington.
It's a surprising upset in a district that favored President Trump by double digits in 2016, and it's a seat held by a Republican for four decades.
Damn! No wonder Trump's depressed. When he heard that, he probably stormed out of the White House screaming, "If anyone needs me, I'll be hiking the Tallahassee Trail!" Trump couldn't even get a close ally elected in a district that's been held by Republicans for four decades in a deep red state he won by 14 points. And as the reality of the blue wave has come into focus over the last week, Trump has apparently been in a post-election funk. One administration official said the president has lashed out at several aides, from junior press assistants to senior officials. He's also fighting with American allies like French President Emmanuel Macron. For 2 years, Trump has been desperate to be Macron's friend. At one point, even brushing dandruff off of his shoulder.
We do have a very special relationship. In fact, I'll get that little piece of dandruff for it'll be. We have to make him perfect. He is perfect.
Dude, play it cool. You can tell Trump has never had adult friends. Because as soon as he finds one, he starts grooming him like a capuchin monkey. Do you want to eat a bug from my hair? Well, after the midterms, their budding romance immediately started to cool off when an angry and sullen Trump decided to lash out at France over trade, specifically targeting one of France's most iconic exports.
This is what he said. He said, on trade, France makes excellent wine, but so does the U.S. The problem is that France makes it very hard for the U.S. to sell its wines into France and charges big tariffs, whereas the U.S. makes it easy for French wines and charges very small tariffs. Not fair, must change.
Not fair, must change. You know, it's very hard to come off as an expert on wine when you talk like Frankenstein. Aroma good. Body full. Fire bad. Dude, you're picking a fight with France over wine? We have no chance. One of their most famous wines is a Bordeaux called Grand Cru Classé, made by a vineyard called the Château Latour. One of our most famous wines is a box with a spout sticking out of it. Why is Trump lashing out at everyone? Well, in particular, that he's doing... Sorry. So why is Trump lashing out at everyone? Question mark. Well, he just pointed at the question mark for me. You want to bring the card around and show everybody how squeezed up that question mark is? Show him. Come on, Wally. Bring me the card. Come on. You wondering why I got that wrong? Look at Wally. Look where Wally put that question mark. Just use another card. So why is Trump lashing out at everyone? In your defense, Wally, the why should have given it away as well. Well, in particular, he's depressed over the prospect that Democrats will now use their subpoena power in the House to investigate everything from his tax returns to his bank records. He's spent 2 years making enemies in the Democratic caucus, and now those enemies will have tremendous power. Just take California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who has been the subject of Trump's racist insults for months, and especially in the closing days of the election.
I watch this Maxine Waters. You ever see Maxine Waters? A low IQ individual. Low IQ. Many of these Democrat politicians who are really disciples of a very low IQ person, Maxine Waters. Your new de facto leader of the Democrat Party, the legendary Maxine Waters.
Legendary? Leave it to Trump to think he's insulting someone by giving them a kick-ass nickname. The legendary Maxine Waters sounds like something Angela Bassett would win an Oscar for. Trump decided to spend 2 years making Maxine Waters his arch nemesis, and now it looks like that decision has come back to bite him. But, I mean, really, how bad could it be? What's the worst that Maxine Waters could do to Trump?
Maxine Waters, who won re-election Tuesday, will likely take over as the chairperson of the House Financial Services Committee. Waters, a vocal critic of Trump, could have power to subpoena the president's tax returns.
Damn. She can subpoena his tax returns, his bank records. Hell, she can subpoena the results of his IQ test. Trump has probably been calling her every day for a week like a sleazy Hollywood agent trying to make it up with a client.
Maxine, baby, this is all one big misunderstanding. When I said low IQ, I meant high IQ. And when I said IQ, I meant iconic queen. You are an iconic queen. Slay. Slay, queen, slay. please don't subpoena my tax returns.
But as much... as much focus as there is on investigating Trump, one of the keys to the Democrats' success is that they ran on an agenda focused on issues like health care. And now they'll have the power to pass bills in the House, like Medicare for All, and force Republicans to take positions on them. And that is right-wing Fox News pundits like Laura Ingraham freaking out.
Fresh-faced congressional members descended on the Capitol for orientation today. Congresswoman-elect Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and Ocasio-Cortez, they represent some of the most radical views in Congress. Free college for all, free health care for all, the abolishment of ICE, a Green New Deal where the U.S. depends entirely on renewable energy.
Wait, they're trying to scare us with free health care? You know an idea is popular when even Fox News can't make it sound bad. What's next? These radical socialists are proposing crazy new ideas like free pizza, a trunk full of gold, Hamilton tickets, a kiss from Ryan Gosling. Trump knows. Trump knows that he'll be held accountable for his actions for the first time in 2 years, and as a result, he's panicking. A week after the midterms, it's clear that we saw a blue wave and a national repudiation of his presidency, with Democrats winning everywhere from the coasts to the Midwest to the
Tallahassee trip.
This has been a closer look.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Heaven help us.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back in. It is another edition of Dom's Diner here on the Taco Man Audio Magazine on Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. It's been a great week, super busy. We're all suffering from Thanksgiving hangover, for those of us who observe. It's a good time, but you know what? I've got some more stuff to feed to you, the listeners, the masses, the listening audience. Because it's Dom's Diner, I got to serve you the best and the worst in the week of sports. Let's not dilly-dally. Let's get right to it. First off, winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
The first winner, the Cleveland Browns. I know it's not something that you hear often. The Cleveland Browns are winners. But last Sunday, the Cleveland Browns go into Cincinnati and win. They beat a very beat-up Bengals team. Andy Dalton, the quarterback, injuring his thumb partway through the game, so he was not there for the full thing. And yes, in addition to just the Browns being generally not that great, the win in Cincinnati actually ended a bunch of different streaks for the Cleveland Browns, who, remember, earlier in the season ended like a 20-something game losing streak that had after they went 0-16 last year and had a few losses to close out the prior season. So, just a quick look, some of the different streaks that ended this season. They lost their 17-game losing streak week 1 against Pittsburgh. They lost their 19-game winless streak in week 3 against the Jets. Remember, Pittsburgh, that was a tie. So they didn't lose, but they didn't win. They ended their 18-game AFC North winless streak week 5 against Baltimore. Also, week 5 against Baltimore, they ended a 36-game losing streak on Sundays. 25-game road losing streak ended week 12 against Cincinnati, which was last weekend. And the very big one, 64 straight games without back-to-back wins ended week 12 against Cincinnati. There was a lot of questions whether they were going to be able to continue to go and keep doing what they've been doing because they fired their head coach, Hugh Jackson, who went and joined the Bengals coaching staff as an assistant to head coach Marv Lewis. But you know what? The Browns have only gotten better since then. Greg Williams, yes, former defensive coordinator for both the Browns, many other teams, most notably the Saints. He was the defensive coordinator during Bountygate a handful of years ago. He's taken over as the head coach. Baker Mayfield's playing the best he's played all season with Greg Williams as his coach. So shout out to the Cleveland Browns because they're winning. Get a few wins on the season. They're better than the Niners and the Raiders and the Giants. Yeah. The Browns are not the worst team in the NFL. Shout out to them. They are absolutely winners this week. Next winner, Christian McCaffrey. Last week again, also in the NFL. The Panthers running back, former Stanford standout, Heisman Trophy candidate with the finalist even with the Stanford Cardinal. Last week against the Seattle Seahawks, in a loss, mind you, but Christian McCaffrey, through no fault of his own, did the Panthers lose that game. 17 carries, 125 yards and a touchdown, 11 catches, 112 yards and another touchdown. So total, that is 28 touches for 237 yards and two touchdowns. If you're a fantasy owner of Christian McCaffrey, shout out to you. You get a bonus addition to this. You're also a winner because in my league, my home league, he scored 52 points last week. I do not have him, but I am leading that league. I am 11-1. I cannot be touched. Already have a big league this week again. So shout out to myself. I'm a winner too. But Christian McCaffrey, even though the Panthers did lose, he is a winner for the work he put in against the Seattle Seahawks. Next winner, quarterback Philip Rivers. Yeah, the potential future Hall of Fame quarterback of the formerly San Diego Chargers, now Los Angeles Chargers, had himself a game in the Chargers' 45-10 win over the Arizona Cardinals. He goes 28 for 29. The most accurate passing performance in NFL history. 28 for 29. You want to know what percentage that is? That's a 96.5% completion percentage. You want to round it up? Sure, let's round it up because Philip Rivers deserves that. 97% completion percentage for Philip Rivers last week. An absolute beast. And in addition to that, in that 28 for 29 performance, Philip Rivers completed 25 straight passes, set an NFL record. He set a single game NFL record earlier in the game, and then he ended up passing the NFL record period because Ryan Tannehill, the previous holder of that record, did it over the span of two games. And the odds of Philip Rivers completing 25 straight passes were 86,000 to 1. The odds of being struck by lightning, 15,000 to 1. So we're looking almost six times the odds of getting struck by lightning, the odds of Philip Rivers completing 25 straight passes. So if defying the odds in that manner with such huge numbers doesn't make you a winner, I don't know what does. So like I said, Philip Rivers, absolutely a winner this week. Next winner, Alabama. Roll Tide. In the regular season, they beat every opponent by 20 points or more. That's right. 20-point win or more every single regular season game. Bama is rolling, no pun intended. Tua Tagovailoa, Heisman Trophy candidate, probably the Heisman Trophy favorite at this point. Kyler Murray not far behind. Alabama's just destroying everybody they play. Now, yes, it could get different in the college football playoffs, but is it really going to be any different? Is Alabama really not going to keep destroying teams? I don't know, man. They are damn good. Oh, fun fact, the last team to beat everybody by 20 or more in the regular season? Yale in 1888. How about that? Alabama, steamroll tiding over everybody. Definitely winners this week. And before we get on to the other stuff, I've got one more winner, and that is Kalen Bennett. Now, I know what you're thinking. Kalen Bennett? I don't know who that is. Well, let me tell you who Kalen Bennett is. He's a high school athlete. He's going to be going to Kent State to play basketball. And Kalen Bennett is the first player to receive a Division I scholarship for a team sport who has been diagnosed with autism. And this was his quote. I want to use this platform to inspire other kids with autism and non-autism. A lot of times, they feel alone and by themselves. And I felt that same way growing up. So shout out to my man, Kalen Bennett, Kent State basketball player. Soon, he's a recruit, but he has signed with them. He's received a D1 scholarship. He will be going to Kent State to play basketball. First player with autism, diagnosed autism, to receive a D1 scholarship for a team sport. Shout out to Kalen Bennett for that. Now, we have a couple losers that we really need to discuss because it's big news losers. It's not even like that guy fumbled to end the game. No, these guys made two very bad decisions.
Le who? The her.
First off, Reuben Foster was arrested just before the 49ers game, the night before the game last weekend in Tampa Bay for another domestic violence issue. Was with his same ex-girlfriend, sort of girlfriend, on and off. Nobody's exactly sure what she is, but Alyssa Ennis, if you remember, Reuben Foster was arrested for domestic violence earlier in the year. Turns out, after the investigation, she ended up recanting her statement, but he was still suspended by the Niners and the NFL. Even before that, early in the year before the draft, he was arrested for marijuana possession. Okay, Reuben Foster has had a problem. But again, at the team hotel the night before a game, another domestic issue. And the 49ers said, enough, dude, you're gone. Reuben Foster released. All the talent in the world, fantastic player. But you have to question his decision-making. It may cost him his career. He's been placed on the suspended commissioner's exempt list. So the NFL is taking care of things until they find more information. So he's been cut by the Niners. Going to be suspended, possibly for a full year this time. Not to be one-upped, you're going to quote a meme here, hold my beer, not to be outdone by Reuben Foster. Kareem Hunt, the Pro Bowl running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. We are in week 14, folks, and he just got cut by the Kansas City Chiefs. If you remember earlier in the year, I think February there was a domestic incident. The Chiefs were aware of it. There was an investigation. Kareem Hunt and a woman got into an altercation at a casino hotel, and everything worked its way out. The legal process, everything. No charges were filed. The police were involved from the start. Everything like that. Hunt talked to the Chiefs. Everything seemed hunky-dory. Well, TMZ, the same people who were the only ones seemingly to find and obtain the video of Ray Rice and his domestic violence incident where he knocked out his fiance and dragged her out of an elevator, they recovered the video of Kareem Hunt and his domestic violence incident. Turns out he had lied to the Chiefs about what happened, and the Chiefs, when they saw this video, were incredibly unhappy and decided to cut Kareem Hunt. You have to wonder, these guys have all the opportunity, all the money in the world, and they just can't stay out of trouble. It's astonishing. So Reuben Foster, Kareem Hunt, both released in the last 7 days for doing dumb things. You guys are both losers this week. Follow-up to losers, not-so-distant cousin, good job, good effort.
Good job, good effort, good effort, good job.
This one goes out to Jalen Ramsey, the all-pro cornerback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you remember, he did an interview with GQ in the preseason. He was pretty much ranking all the quarterbacks. Oh, he's garbage, he booty, he's cool, he's hella good. I hope you remember that, because if you haven't, I urge you to go look at that interview, because some of the quotes were amazing. But in that article, in that interview, he trashed Bills quarterback, rookie quarterback Josh Allen, and said he's trash. And then in the preseason, the Bills shared a video of Josh Allen taking his first couple snaps as a Buffalo Bill in the NFL, and Jalen Ramsey says that's a pick waiting to happen. Yikes. Jalen Ramsey, not one too shy from talking trash. However, the Bills beat the Jaguars last weekend. Jalen Ramsey did not have an interception. Josh Allen did work both passing. He ran for 100 yards. So good job, good effort, Jalen Ramsey. If you're going to talk all that smack, make sure you don't get beat by the same guy that you are talking trash about. And that's kind of been indicative of the Jaguar season as a whole, where it's kind of been a mess. Things have not been going well for the Jaguars this year after coming so close to a Super Bowl appearance last year. And before we wrap things up at the diner, we've got a little bit of say what.
Say what?
My say what, Steph Curry and Riley Morrison. Steph Curry writes a letter back to Riley Morrison after she sends a letter to Steph with her concerns about not being able to find girl sizes of Under Armour basketball shoes, Curry's more specifically. Riley goes, "Hi, my name is Riley. I'm 9 years old from Napa. I'm your biggest fan. I enjoy going to Warriors games with my dad. I asked him to buy me the new Curry 5s because I started a new basketball season. My dad and I visited the Under Armour website and were disappointed to see that there were no Curry 5s for sale under the girls section, just under the boys. I know you care about female athletes because you have two daughters and you host an all-girls basketball camp. The girls want to rock the Curry 5s too." Well, Steph took the time and wrote back to her, not even just a generic tweet, but he's like, "Hey, you know what? We're going to fix it. I talked to the last few hours. I've talked to them. We're going to fix it. And there is a girls section up already." He's invited her to National Women's Day, which is the game on National Women's Day. So Steph Curry proving once again, he the man. That is going to wrap things up for me at the diner. We got to close and clean up because it's been a messy week in the world of sports. And don't forget, you are tuned in to the Taco Man Audio Magazine exclusively on Sports Byline USA.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631.
800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes racism works out in black people's favor. Now, it doesn't happen often. It happens very rarely. But when it happens, it is f***ing sweet. I'm serious. It's one time racism saved my life, man. I was on a plane. I was coming from overseas, and I don't know how this guy got a machine gun on the plane, but he stood up, man. He said, "Everybody, get on the f***ing ground. Nobody look at my face." I started freaking out because he was Chinese. I was like, "Why is he talking like that?" He was screaming and crying. I was the only brother on the plane. Well, I thought I was the only brother. I looked over. There was one other black dude. He's from Nigeria. I looked over at him. He was looking right in my face, man. He didn't say two words to me. He just looked at me. He was like, he didn't need to talk. I knew just what he was talking about. I looked right back at him. I was like, some white dudes on the front of the plane seen us. They were like, "Oh my God. I think those black guys are going to try to save us." We were just communicating that we understood the situation. We were both seeing the same thing. What we understood was simple. Terrorists don't take black hostages. That's the truth. I have yet to see one of us on the news reading the hostage letters. They is treating us good. We all chilling and I like to give a shout out to Ray Ray and Big Steve and Jason Newport.
You're not gonna see it. They know it's black people's bad bargaining chips. They called the White House.
Hello. We have got five black. Hello.
Time to close the book on another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Of course, you can be doing a million things. Bottom line is, you're listening to this show, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don't forget, the Taco Man Audio Magazine airs each and every Saturday at 10 p.m. on the West Coast. That's 1 a.m. on the East Coast, Sunday morning, 7 o'clock in lovely Honolulu, Hawaii. I want to thank my main people tonight. Of course, Dominic Metis, my MVP. Man, is he rock and roll or what? He's going to be a star in the world of broadcasting for a long, long time to come. No doubt about it. And of course, I want to thank Johnny Sigg. Talking boxing, nobody knows boxing quite like Johnny Sigg. Don't forget, Johnny Sigg appears on Ring Talk Live Worldwide Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then he's got a Ring Talk Worldwide page at YouTube.com for all of the shows of Ring Talk Worldwide. Straight up, you are tuning to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to thank my incomparable producer. He's the one, the only, Scott Cuddy. Until next time, don't forget, Taco Man Radio is in your face.